makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Rhonda Held. She is with the Council on the Aging, or CODA, as we all know. And we are going to talk about one of the most controversial topics around aging. Good day, Rhonda.
Hello, and thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for your time.
That's great.
What is it about aging that a lot of people, if not everyone, finds daunting?
I think one of the things that people fear most about aging is losing their independence. But I think at a bigger picture, in our Australian society, we suffer a bit of ageism. So people fear the discrimination, maybe, or the negative attitudes towards being older, being considered as a burden on society. And the reality is just absolutely the opposite.
When do we consider ourselves to be aging?
We're all getting older every day. The reality is we're living a lot longer than we used to. So, for example, when the age pension was first introduced, when you turn 65, people only lived 2 or 3 years after that. Now we're living 30, 40 years after that. We've got a lot of centenarians now in Australia. So CODA actually works with people who are over 50, and some people say that's very young, but that is the point sometimes where age discrimination occurs in the workplace. But our life course now is very different. So we move in and out of work and study and sabbaticals and taking time off. So it's not just about going to school, working and retiring. So it's a very different
quality of life.
Yeah.
So a lot of people see aging, as you mentioned, as a negative, but we could always see it as a positive, isn't it? The way I look at it is, I'm not getting older, I'm getting wiser.
That's right. Yeah.
So what are the things that we should consider or we should do to bring out the positive light?
Well, what CODA likes to do is to emphasise just the enormous contribution that older people make to our society. And we were joking the other day, what would happen if all the older people went on strike? And, you know, we'd have no lollipop ladies at the school crossings or men at the school crossings. We'd have no Meals on Wheels being delivered. You know, there would be a lot of childcare that wouldn't happen. Enormous number of volunteers that wouldn't turn up to run services. So that's where older people are really contributing to our society. And in fact, you know, retirement becomes an opportunity to give back to the community and to family. And there's enormous a lot of that happening. We also hear the debates about housing and, you know, older people should give up their houses for the younger people. But the reality is also there's a huge wealth transfer from older people to the younger generation. So they are helping out their family a lot.
The older generation does have a big role and provides a lot of support to families, isn't it? Like in our community, in the Filipino community, a lot of the grandparents become carers. A lot of the grandparents or the parents help their children to be able to buy their first home.
Yes.
It's like a lot of them continue to live with their parents so that they'll be able to save up. But a lot of times, those are the things that we take for granted.
We do, yep. And we need to really, you know, see the value in that and have the wider community see the value in that. And part of what we're trying to do with this event coming up is to change that conversation around aging in the community and try and get the broader community to see the value that older people contribute to our community.
How do we approach talking about aging that it does not become a negative?
Yeah.
Because most times when we talk about aging, people say, I'm on this medication. My knee's not good anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm too old. I can't walk that distance.
Yeah. I think we're sort of in a point where, you know, maybe we're not preparing enough for our longevity. But there are a lot of people who are. So, for example, CODA runs a program called Living Longer, Living Stronger in the gyms around the community. And there are about 15,000 members in that program. So they're people who are building up their strengths so they don't get those ailments. So we need to look, you know, think about that prevention. How do we keep well, keep fit, to prepare for that longer life so that we aren't suffering from those things? But also I think the opportunity to contribute, to have meaningful roles, And, you know, and to be included in the community so we're combating that loneliness, because I think some of that, you know, talking about our ailments comes from not having other things to talk about. So, you know, if people are really doing interesting things, connecting a lot with other people, and, you know, they might be too busy to think about, well, perhaps the body's not as great as it used to be.
When you're younger, people will say, oh, he or she has that spunk, he or she has that spark. How do you maintain that spark as you get older?
I certainly know a lot of older people who have. And again, it's by having that passion or that interest that they've got. We have an enormous number of volunteers, and some of them are just amazing with the work that they do. And they certainly keep, you know, that passion alive. But it is, about focusing on the positives and what you can contribute and feeling valued. And again, that's where the community plays a part as well in recognising that, and employers who, you know, see the value in employing older workers so they can have a job and make a contribution, but also have an income for people who are, you know, aren't doing so well financially.
I have met other senior citizens who see their senior's card as a trophy.
Yes.
I have my card. And so you have to celebrate it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And seniors card is great because you get access to a whole lot of, you know,
free coffee
events. And, you know, it gives you an opportunity to get out in the community and do things that you might not have been able to afford to do. So, people should make the most of it, absolutely.
And you're given the priority, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's the best part about it.
It is, yep.
So the heart of ageing. What's in the heart of ageing?
So we're holding an event for the International Day of Older Persons, and we're really excited to have a great lineup of speakers. So we have Lily Chin from SBS as our facilitator and moderator of the discussion. We have Lois Peeler, who's the Senior Victorian of the Year this year, who is a very prominent woman in the Aboriginal community and educator and of course, famous for being one of the original Sapphires, who was there was a movie made about recently. And we've got Uncle Jack Charles, again, who people might know from his TV appearances. And he's also, a musician, and he's travelling around with Archie Roach at the moment. So we're really excited. And sorry, the other speaker is Jane Caro, who's also a well-known social commentator. So they're all examples of people who are making an enormous contribution to the community in their mature years. And so we're going to hear about that, but also their thoughts about how can we challenge that ageism in our community? How can we change the conversation to a more positive one? How can we really bring out that contribution of our senior citizens?
And embrace it.
And embrace it, absolutely.
Interesting day it would be.
It would be a very interesting day. Yeah,
and it's here in Victoria.
So we're having it at the Wheeler Centre here in Little Collins Street. If you're interested in attending, you can call us on 9654 4443. Or you can go to our website, cotavic.org.au, to look at getting tickets.
Will it be available on video afterwards for those in other states?
I think we're planning to live stream it on Facebook. So if you can't get along, you can look at our Facebook page, Cotavic. And we're hoping that it will be available again later on for people to look at.
Yeah. I guess the most important question before we end is, why is it important that the younger generation take part in this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we would like to see more intergenerational solidarity rather than division. I think we're seeing some trends where there is a little bit of tension between the generations. And I think it would be great if we can work together more on things and have the younger generation, you know, value the older generation's contribution. So we'd like them to be part of the debate as well.
Thank you very much, Rhonda Held from Council on the Ageing, Kota, part of the Ageing, this October.
Thank you very much.